Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Irma continuing its move toward the U.S. state of Florida with heavy rains and increasing winds. President Trump spoke to the nation about what's happening in Florida.
In times such as these, we see the strength and the resolve of the American spirit, and we see the kindness and courage of our people. With gratitude for our first responders and prayers for those in the storm's path, America stands united, and I mean totally united.
Crossing the Caribbean, Irma left at least 25 people dead and catastrophic destruction everywhere. Among the island's hardest hit was Barbuda, which was virtually flattened. This woman was in neighboring Antigua and just arrived back in London.
The hurricane itself was like being in a nightmare, and it was just horrible because the outcome wasn't actually as bad as other islands, so I don't even want to imagine what the other people felt.
Yeah.
I was saying to Tanai, the wall's shaking, and she said, Rochelle, stop being over the top. And I said, no, touch the wall, it's shaking. And the wall was shaking.
We just
didn't know. We didn't know what was going to happen.
Back to Florida, where some 7 million people have been asked to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Irma's landfall today. Highest sustained winds, about 210 kilometers per hour. North Korea has marked the 69th anniversary of the founding of the nation. There were ceremonies and fanfare as the international community was watching to see and expecting another potential missile test. Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire that starts today in order to allow in humanitarian aid. Violence has left 400 dead. Many more have left the country for Bangladesh. This is VOA News. Head of the United Nations Peacekeeping Force says that rising ethnic tensions in Central African Republic are likely to spur greater conflict between the Muslim and Christian communities unless action is taken to defuse the situation. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations Jean-Pierre Lacroix says ethnic hate speech is running in parallel with an increase in violence in Central African Republic. Lacroix says it is a key responsibility of the leadership and all those who have an influence in Central African Republic to counter those messages. War between the Muslim Seleka and Christian anti-Balaka armed groups broke out in 2013 after Seleka rebels toppled the Christian president François Bozizé. Peacekeeping Chief Lacroix tells VOA every effort is being made to redeploy UN forces on the ground to try to mitigate the impact of this violence and to protect civilians. The United Nations is trying to reconcile the two ethnic communities by working with religious, civic, and political leaders from different walks of life. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Firefighters Australia bracing for what they fear will be one of the worst bushfire seasons on record. They say warmer conditions have combined with a very dry winter to raise the threat level. In Queensland, rapid growth in vegetation from an earlier tropical cyclone has sent dried out, posing a huge fire risk. Early season bushfires are continuing to burn near the Queensland capital, Brisbane. People of Mexico have begun mourning the dozens who died from a massive earthquake that hit the Pacific coast and a hurricane that struck the Gulf Coast. VOA's Bejan Hamdard reporting.
Hardest hit was Juchitán, a Oaxaca state city where 36 people died when the magnitude 8.1 quake struck. President Enrique Peña Nieto said a third of the city's homes collapsed or were uninhabitable. Two others died in a mudslide in the Gulf Coast state of Veracruz after Hurricane Katia hit late on Friday. Peña Nieto said authorities were looking to reestablish supplies of water and food and provide medical attention to those who need it. Bejan Hamdard, VOA News.
Pope Francis continued his trip around Colombia in the city of Medellin, where he held a mass for as many as a million people. Pope ending his Colombia visit today after having urged the people of the country to embrace reconciliation between the government and the former leftist insurgency. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.